This is Tom Arms of Look Ahead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 18th of July. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It's conference time in America, and first up is the four-day Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Some 50,000 are expected to descend on the city to see Donald Trump crowned as the Republican nominee for the presidency. Meanwhile, across the Atlantic, Britain is still finding its feet after a tumultuous month of politics. New Prime Minister Theresa May next week faces a vote on renewal of the country's nuclear deterrent, her first Prime Minister's question time on Wednesday, and the possibility that her predecessor Tony Blair will be charged with contempt of Parliament. Brexit and its aftermath will dominate a meeting of the European Central Bank governors in Brussels. And next weekend, the new British Chancellor, Philip Hammond, has a chance to explain British plans at a meeting of G20 finance ministers and central bank governors in Chengdu, China. Monday, the annual International AIDS Conference will be held in Durban, South Africa. And at the end of the week, world focus shifts to the disputed South China Sea. ASEAN foreign ministers meet in Laos to discuss the International Court of Justice's ruling in favor of the Philippines and against China. In New York on Thursday, a Shout for Democracy concert is being held aimed at stopping impeachment proceedings against the suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff. And finally, on a happier note for Britain, Prince George of Cambridge, the third in line to the throne, celebrates his third birthday on Friday. He will probably spend it with his parents and his great-grandmama at her summer home at Balmoral Castle in Scotland. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms of Look Ahead Radio's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 18th of July. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Barring any last-minute hiccups, Donald Trump will next week be officially named as the Republican nominee for the presidency of the United States. 2,470 delegates and 2,302 alternate delegates will descend on Cleveland, Ohio for the presidential convention. To record the event, there will be more than 15,000 journalists. 2016 will mark the fourth time that the Republican Party has convened its conventions in Ohio. While Trump is claiming his crown, the new British Prime Minister Theresa May will be facing a post-Brexit baptism of fire on the other side of the Atlantic. On Monday, the House of Commons votes on spending $60 billion on renewing the British nuclear deterrent, always an explosive issue. Then on Wednesday, she faces her first Prime Minister's question time as her Labour opponent Jeremy Corbyn continues the fight for the leadership of his party. Finally, the British House of Commons is expected next week to debate whether or not former Prime Minister Tony Blair should be held in contempt of Parliament for his conduct of the Iraq War. If he is found guilty, the former Prime Minister will be stripped of all honours and his membership of the Privy Council. Brexit and its aftermath will also dominate a meeting of central bank governors in Brussels. But also vexing the top economists will be a looming banking crisis in Italy. The Italians have the fourth biggest economy in Europe and one of its weakest. Public debt stands at 135% of GDP, and the Italian banks have some $400 billion of bad loans. South Africa has the biggest HIV epidemic in the world, with an estimated 6.3 million people living with AIDS. That represents nearly 20% of the world's AIDS victims in one country. On Monday, the annual International AIDS Conference will be held in Durban, the capital of South Africa's KwaZulu province. Meanwhile, the foreign ministers from the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations meet in Laos to discuss the next steps in the South China Sea, after the International Court of Arbitration at The Hague ruled against China's claims to the disputed waters and in favor of the Philippines. However, there are signs that the new Filipino president, Duterte, will press his allies to back off amidst reports that China has offered the Philippines a massive investment package. Finally, at the end of the week, Rio opens its doors to its Olympic Village as the world's athletes begin arriving for the games, which start on Friday, the 5th of August. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for World Viewpoints with myself and Lockwood Phillips.